Father, Son, a husband. They once called him congressman, and now call him senator. Some call him hot-headed. Some call him names that can't be repeated. But of all the names so many have called John McCain in his years of service to America, truly, at his core, John McCain is a...
mama's boy.
A four-star warrior for a grandfather, who stood on the USS Missouri and watched the Japanese surrender, went home for more the next day, and died. A four-star father, commander of the Pacific at the time his son was a prisoner of war in Vietnam. His father would take a single guard and drive to the border between North and South Vietnam. He'd stand for hours, gazing north. It was as close as he could get to his son, who was imprisoned in downtown Hanoi, the city he'd just ordered to be carpet-bombed. It was a love for America above all else for the McCains.
Our military family is like all military families. It's kind of a case of make-do. We're all in it together. A Navy family, in my view, is wonderful.
McCain's remarkable role in America's history began before Vietnam. He was on the first ship to enter Cuban waters during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and again on the USS Forrestal, where, strapped into the cockpit awaiting his turn for takeoff, a missile accidentally fired from a nearby F-4 Phantom and hit a fuel tank. The fire burned for 13 hours. 134 men lost their lives. John McCain's life was somehow spared. Perhaps he had more to do. A year later came Hanoi, critically injured and with wounds never properly addressed. For the next 5.5 years, John was tortured and dragged from one filthy prison to another. Fully ill, often in solitary confinement, he survived by the faith he learned from his father and grandfather. A faith that there is more to life than self.
In his book, Faith of My Fathers, John wrote, "In prison, I fell in love with my country. I had loved her before, but like most young people, my affection was little more than a simple appreciation for the comforts and privileges most Americans enjoyed and took for granted. It wasn't until I had lost America for a time that I realized how much I loved her."
When the North Vietnamese realized who his father was, they offered John early release as a PR ploy. He said no. He'd honor first in, first out, like everyone else. And so, he chose to spend 4 more years in hell. 5.5 years later, the war was over, and McCain was set free. The constant torture and isolation could have produced a bitter, broken man. Instead, he came back to America with a smile, with joy and optimism. He chose to spend his life serving the country he loved, first in the United States House of Representatives.
Where else in the history of the United States of America have you had a person over time with the experience that he has?
It says much about the man that Senator McCain led the efforts to normalize relations with Vietnam. 5.5 years in their hell, and he chose to go back because it was healing for America. That's country first. He staked out a name for himself as a common sense conservative, pro-life, smaller government, a faith in the American people's ability to chart their own course, committed to protect the American people, a ferocious opponent of pork barrel spending, and would do most anything to keep taxes low, keep our money in our pockets. John McCain abhors waste. Outspoken, brash, but honest, honorable, and razor-sharp effective. He's not in it for the glory, not to please any political party. John McCain has seen too much to think petty. His is a larger cause, a faithful, unyielding love for America. Country first. He was one of but a handful in Washington who said long ago that we would never reach a true success in Iraq unless we provided the manpower and material to get the job done right. And today, our nation stands thankful for that warning, as our troops are now able to provide the kind of security in Iraq that will lead to peace in that country, a more stable Middle East, and greater security for our families here at home. No one cherishes the American dream more. Father of seven, his children represent an all-American panorama, stretching from an airline pilot to a son in the Navy, a son in the Marines, to his youngest daughter, a teenager now, who became a McCain after his wife Cindy discovered her as a baby in one of Mother Teresa's orphanages in Bangladesh. What a life. What a faith. What a family. What good fortune that America will choose this leader at precisely this time. The stars are aligned. Change will come. The change must be safety, prosperity, optimism, and peace. The change will come from strength, from a man who found his strength in a tiny, dank cell, thousands of miles from home.
He will renew America. He loves our country. Country will always be first with my son, John McCain.